So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. Today's podcast guest is stunning. She's a great person to be around. She's inspirational beyond belief. She's an artist, designer, healer, realtor, writer. Oh my goodness, her talents don't quit. Welcome, Betsy McLaughlin.
Thank you, Erica, so much for having me on your wonderful show.
I know, and Betsy created some of the very first graphics that light up all the pages of all the podcast promotions. I'm so grateful. Betsy, when did you know you could do this design stuff? How did you know you had that capability?
Oh, wow. Well, it's interesting because I used to have a rubber stamp and paper art store. So I had a lot of fun designing and creating and teaching people all kinds of different things about making books and creating cards and all kinds of things. So I kind of knew then, and it was like, I kept asking, how can I take what I love in that and put it into a computer and do, you know, graphic design with it. Uh-huh. And so I just kind of started playing around and teaching myself.
I love it. Yeah. Well, we certainly enjoy it. Where, and when you're working on your writing, because you've been now in what, so many wonderful books, when you're working on your writing, how do you get focused on that? And how do you get over writer's block?
Oh, wow. I really talk to the energy of what's being asked to be written. And sometimes it just isn't the right time to sit down and write. And other times it just comes pouring out of me. So I've learned that if it doesn't come easily, then I need to either ask some questions or just try it on a different day. Sometimes I get woken up in the middle of the night with an idea and I got to write it down and ideas flow from that. So Inspiration kind of comes at different times and from all different angles.
And what would you recommend for someone just getting started out as a writer?
To write down everything that comes in. And don't judge it. Don't think about it. Just write it down. Whether you're doing handwriting or on your computer, and then it might not be in any kind of order. I find that a lot of times it's not. And then I go back later and move things around. So
nice.
Just have fun writing and don't think about it.
So tell me a little bit about your healing business. How do you describe your healing business to people?
Wow. Well, I am a certified facilitator with Access Consciousness. And I teach people different classes. And I also have energetic bodywork sessions that I can do in person. Or I can also do what's called the Symphony of Possibilities, which I can do in person or long distance, which is all just energies, playing with energies. And I also do coaching calls and facilitation calls. So really have fun playing with all of that.
Awesome. So let's see. What's something you're working on the next couple weeks?
Graphics, and I've got a lot of graphics. I'm very honored to be contributing to another one of your books on the energy of magic, and I've been playing with that, so I'm finishing those up. And I also actually have the foundation class in Northern Virginia, so I'm looking forward to teaching that. It's 4 days of really changing and growing and creating a lot of magic there.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Where else can we find you or reach you?
Well, you can email me at accessbetsy@gmail.com. And my website is creatingyumminess.com. I'm also on Facebook, a radio show host, Imperfect Brilliance. You can find me searching that way as well.
Thank you so much for coming, Bets.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks so much for having me.